Well, it is National FFA Week, and area FFA chapters are observing this great week with a number of activities and events. A short time ago, I recorded an interview to air this week with an outstanding young lady who's been a very active member and leader of the Marshall FFA chapter. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with Sydney Mason, president of the Marshall chapter, as she discusses their past success, present activities, and her future plans. Visiting with Sydney Mason of the Marshall FFA chapter. Sydney, you've been president for 2 years for the chapter. Talk a little bit about how it's been serving as president.
Well, you know, Larry, it's been nothing but a positive experience for me. I've learned a lot about myself, gained a lot of agricultural knowledge, and just helped the chapter transition in a difficult time, and I'm really excited to see what they have in hold for them in the future.
As far as your SAE projects, what are some of the things you've done?
My SAE is an agriculture education campaign. This year, I visited Eastwood Elementary, and I taught a 10-week agriculture curriculum in 4 classrooms during the school day. I loved every minute of it. I learned a lot about kids, the way I communicate. It was just a great experience, and I'm super thankful for Eastwood and all the great teachers and administrators there that let me do that.
Well, you've accomplished a lot in FFA and won a lot of awards. Could you tell us some of those?
Oh, well, my favorite one is National Models of Excellence. Steven Sims and I won the national title in 2015, and that's definitely been the highlight of my high school career, not just my FFA career. I love public speaking, and I was super fortunate to win state in the first Teach Ag FFA speaking contest this year, so that was a great experience also.
What are your future plans, Sydney?
Well, as of right now, they'll probably change, but as of right now, I'm planning on attending the University of Missouri in Columbia and majoring in ag education and leadership. I'm thinking about an ag economics minor, so I want to run for state office, and we'll see if that shifts my focus or changes my mind at all, but that's the plan for now.
If you had someone younger that wanted to be in FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
Absolutely, I would. FFA is something that definitely changes your life for the better, and I can speak from experience. I was a reluctant member as a freshman, and I just got involved. I met a ton of great people. I've met some of my best friends through FFA, and it's just a fantastic organization. You not only meet friends, but you learn a lot about the world and the way the world works, and you find your future career.
Sydney, wish you the best in the future. Good luck on running for that state office, and again, we'll be seeing you a lot in the future.
Thanks, Larry.
We will continue airing FFA interviews each day through Friday here on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.